This morning on Minnesota Reads, we've got a book that I'm just enjoying ever so much. I picture, ideally, a couple of copies. One that you keep in the car because there's a lot of information that you're going to need when you're out and about in Minnesota. And the other, perhaps, that you keep at home because there is a lot of information that you're going to need when you're at home. The author is Chris Niskanen. He's the communications director at the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, and he was an outdoors reporter for a long time for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He's written a book called The Minnesota Book of Skills. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
I love this book. It's just a bunch of short chapters, topics. A couple are maybe two or three pages. Most of them are a page or a half a page. And my book is studded with bright pink post-it notes. I guess we could start at the beginning with a Minnesota skill. Build your own backyard ice rink.
Yeah, Lisa, I might add there's a third great place for this book, and that's the outhouse up at the cabin.
Oh, good, yeah.
You got the nice short chapters. I wrote it that way because I wanted people to have a quick entry into sort of the life and culture of Minnesota and kind of the skills that they needed to have to live in this state. And I didn't realize until I started working on this that the backyard ice rink was such a huge feature or prominent part of outdoor living in Minnesota. They are everywhere right now, and my friend just put one in, and he went online and bought the special liner that he put in his backyard. It's 60 by 40 and flooded it, and it's the greatest place in the world to have a party. The kids go out there, they skate around, they get all tired, we play hockey. It's a big part of Minnesota culture.
I just discovered a girlfriend of mine, as I mentioned, who's a hockey player. And I will say, you know, Ira Samula, our development director here at KUMD, who is a hockey player and a hockey coach, and not only flooded the driveway so that the kids could play hockey, they have a bucket, a leaking bucket on a towel dragged behind a tricycle to make a Zamboni.
You know, the book, it really is kind of a how-to book. There are some things in here that you may never, ever do in your life, like raise a prize-winning Holstein or build a birch bark canoe. But there's some other things that people are really attracted to, like the backyard ice rink. And I interviewed hundreds of people who gave me sort of their whole tips and tricks of the trade on doing some of these things. It was a blast, and it was really the culmination of, you know, my two decades worth of being an outdoor writer, where I met a lot of people who had these amazing skills, and I thought, this has got to be all collected between, you know, two covers.
Did you write the book, Chris? Was the idea that it would be for new people coming into the state, or did you write it for natives? Because it would appeal to both groups, but for different reasons.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I wrote the book because I wanted people to see themselves in there. I mean, everyone at this time of year, well, most of us, are sort of dealing with ice dams. So I have a humorous chapter about how ice dams are created and how to get rid of them. But then I also know that people, if you've never gone harvesting for wild rice, you might be curious about it. We are a culture who loves to have a new hobby about every other day. And we also embrace the weather. We embrace this sort of outdoor culture. And so this is sort of, you know, if you've never done it before, you can probably learn, you know, the basics in this book. Or if you're new to Minnesota and you're thinking, these people are nuts, I need to learn more about them, this is a great book for the new person living in Minnesota.
The town name pronunciation is only missing one that I really, really have wondered about in my lifetime as a Minnesotan. Is it Vadnais Heights? Vadnais Heights?
That's a great question. Vadnais.
Vadnais. Okay, so would you add that in the next
I'll
version?
Put that in book two.
Would you
my
please?
My favorite is Bidette. I mean,
oh, yeah.
When I first moved back to Minnesota, I grew up in Deer River, just down the road from you there.
Right.
And I went up to Bidette, and I'd never been there before. And I made the horrific mistake of mispronouncing it. I was quickly corrected.
Yeah.
And, I mean, everyone needs a little pronunciation guide for Waconia and places like that, because a lot of the names in Minnesota are either after French fur traders. They're Chippewa, they're Dakota names. They don't exactly roll off the tongue.
Well, I would appreciate that you send a copy of this, because I've been grumbling about it. I'd appreciate it if you would send a copy of this book to the NFL announcers who come to announce the Vikings game, because it seems to me as a broadcaster that it's kind of a no-brainer that you get a local to look at your script, or you get a local to sit
exactly
next to you. I thought mm-hmm. this would be a great job for an intern who wants to be a sports broadcaster. Get a University of Minnesota student, and every time you hit a name, a town name, a place name that you're not familiar with, check with the kid and get
exactly,
because it just seems to me. Okay, before we go, we're running yep. out of time, but before we go, we've got to talk about cold weather fun. Because a couple of these I had heard about, but not all of them. So would you give us, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fun things that you can do today or tomorrow or until the weather warms up beginning on Sunday?
Well, I'm starting to see this meme a lot on Facebook. But, the whole thing of taking a pot of hot water and throwing it up in the air and creating steam, people love this. And if you have friends on the East or West Coast who are either native Minnesotans or have never been here and think that we're crazy, on one of these really, really cold days, take the boiling pot of hot water outside and throw it up in the air.
It not only makes a fabulous photograph or a little video clip, but the first time you see it turn to snow against that bright blue sky, you'll remember it forever.
Well, and then there's the pounding the nail with the frozen banana.
Now, I'd never heard of this one.
when Minnesota set the all-time cold weather record, it was a big thing in the news that somebody had pounded a banana. I think it was minus 60 below that
day. Up in Tower, yep.
Right next to the weather station, with pounded a nail with a frozen banana. I have not tried it. But there's all kinds of different variations on that. Again, that if you wanted to create your own sort of internet meme sensation. Cucumbers, bananas.
Zucchini.
A frozen loaf of bread or something like that.
Everybody's got zucchini. That's kind of a Minnesotan thing. The ubiquitous
Absolutely.
Zucchini. Soap bubbles. You can go out and blow bubbles, I guess.
Blow bubbles this time of year. It's great. There's endless horizon here for opportunities. I'm an avid runner, and I'm training for the Gary Bjorklund Half Marathon. I'll be up in Duluth. I'm going to run this afternoon during this cold day, and I thought that maybe I was kind of special, and there are all kinds of people out running on days like this.
Oh, I know.
And so it just makes me think that when the temperature hits 20, everyone kind of goes, oh boy, it was kind of cold today. But then you just, that's the new norm. And so
right.
by the time you're at minus 27, you're like, oh, 20 is a heat wave. And so today I'm going to go run. But everyone should get out for a walk on a cold day, especially on one of those mornings where it's so cold and clear. You get up before sunrise and the stars are out. It's a magical moment. You dress up warm, put your mukluks on. Go out to one of those great parks you have in Duluth and just look at the stars. Take your special person with you, too, and maybe a thermos of hot chocolate. That's a great way to get up in the morning.
Good idea. Good idea, Chris. Thank you so much. We're out of time. Thanks so much, Chris, for joining us this morning. Chris Niskanen is the author of a wonderful book called The Minnesota Book of Skills. Thanks again, Chris.
Thanks to you, Lisa.
Chris Niskanen, our guest this morning. Oh, don't forget, he also suggests you can take a balloon outside and watch it deflate as the warm air inside it contracts, and then you bring it back inside and it inflates back up again. Or you can go outside with kids and you can highlight the different freezing points of liquids. You can put out little cups with dish soap, olive oil, water, sugar water, and vinegar, and see which one freezes first. How cool is that? Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.